is The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and Richard Van Norden.
This week on the show, we're looking into ways to live sustainably. We've already heard how Ben and Dave are using sunlight to get drinking water from waste and Dave's urine. But what about using the sun to generate electricity? Well, solar panels seem to be turning up on rooftops all over the place. But are they really worth using? You may be generating electricity for free, but how long does it take to pay back the costs of buying them in the first place? And as with all technology, you need to use energy to make it in the first place. So do they cost the environment more than they give back?
Well, thanks, Richard. To find out, earlier this week I spoke to Australia's Dr. Karl Krishelnitsky, and he's recently turned his home in Sydney into the solar equivalent of a power station.
I've installed upon my roof one of the 10 biggest domestic, that is on a private house, solar arrays in Australia. It's about 4.5 kilowatts, and since September I have generated about 3,000 kilowatt hours. I have used 1,800 kilowatt hours. And so, in fact, I am now a primary producer of electricity. I supply electricity to the grid. Shove it in the daytime, suck it back at night.
So how did you actually go about setting it up, and why?
Why was as an example to show that it could be done and that it should be done. How is very straightforward. You just find the appropriate people and give them a big bag of money. You just open your wallet and you repeat, help yourself, help yourself, help yourself. I've got 27 cells on the roof, 165 watts. They cost $1,800 each. Then there's the inverter, that's $7,000. Permission to the council for $2,000. I had to put in the same permission as a development application as if I was putting in a 10-story block of flats, and labour $2,000. So basically, an average person's yearly salary is what it cost.
How long do you think it'll take you to pay that back in terms of how much you're getting in terms of the electricity you're selling back to the grid?
At the moment, probably around 250 years.
Seriously?
In most of Australia, you buy it at a certain cost, you sell it back at the same cost. Even though you are taking a load off the grid, in Germany they recognise this and they pay you 7 times as much as you pay. So if you buy it at X, you can sell it back at 7 times X. And so then the payback time is a lot shorter. And the payback time in energy is about 18 to 40 months, depending on what part of the world you are in, what cloud cover you have, etc., etc. For where I am, in sunny Sydney, the payback time is 18 months. The cells have a guarantee of 25 years, but they're confidently expected to last for 40 years.
Now, that's all very well if you live in Sydney, because having lived in sunny Sydney, I know there's enormous amounts of sun there. But how would the setup here compare? Because most days it's cloudy. In summer, there's a bit of sun. So how much sun do you need to get in order to make this system work?
With your energy costs the way they are in England, you'd need probably a 7-kilowatt array maximum, and you would be running it at lower efficiency because you would have less sunlight. At the moment, solar cells are expensive because the price of the basic silicon has gone up by a factor of 8 over the last few years. However, when I was an engineer, one thing I learned was do not reinvent the wheel. Nature, via trees, is doing a wonderful job of turning sunlight into electricity. And once we humans learn to copy that better, I'm sure that we'll get cheaper solar cells. So part of the energy equation will be solved by having every roof in the world stuffed full of solar electricity and solar hot water. And it doesn't matter whether you're getting lots of sunlight or not, at least you're doing something to get energy for free with regard to carbon dioxide being the cost.
How much carbon dioxide have you prevented going out from into the atmosphere because you've set this up?
4.9 tonnes, I read proudly tonight before I came into the studio.
So have you got some kind of gauge that says this is how many carbon dioxide equivalents you have sold back to the grid?
Yes, it tells me how many cycles the grid is producing, what volts they're producing, and so depending on whether it's peak hour or not, the cycles go up or down, the volts go up or down, you know, and the big trains full of 2,000 people in the subway start to pull out, and you can see the voltage suddenly drop as the big load comes on. So this tells me my peak output. In high summer, when I have the best orientation with regard to the sun, I can typically produce 32 kilowatt hours a day when I'm using about 18, 15. Now, as we're headed past the equinox, heading towards winter on our side of the equator, I've been generating 24 a day. I'm still ahead of my 18 kilowatt hours. And I've come across a family in Perth who run their house on 3 kilowatt hours a day. Your fridge uses 1.5 kilowatt hours. So they must be extremely frugal, and I'm very happy to learn from them how they achieve this magnificent economy of electricity.
But there's more to running your house than just the electricity, presumably. You must be heating your water. So is that included in your equation?
Water we do via gas, because to generate electricity at some distant place and then send the electricity across, you get big losses. It turns out the losses are less if you pipe the gas and then you burn it on an instantaneous hot water heater rather than a storage hot water heater. And, of course, we're busy planning how to dig a hole in the front yard and put in a 50-ton underground water tank, which should be able to float us through the year so we don't have to suck any water from the grid. But we will still have to suck gas from the gas supplier to turn that cold water into hot water. And then the next stage of the equation, of course, will be to put hot water on the roof as well.
Dr. Karl Krzyżanitzky there, chatting to Chris about how solar power is a long-term but a worthwhile investment. Although you need to bear in mind, of course, that we get much less sun over here in the UK, so the time to pay off the investment would be a bit longer.
250 years. What do you think? 350 years instead of 250. It's a long time, isn't it?
Something like that.